Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Brain Trust podcast. My name is Adam Vass, and I'm a tabletop game designer in Southern California.
My name is Willie Ups. I'm a tabletop game designer in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Adam, what's up?
Just being the only American left on the show.
It was a legal agreement between Adam and I. There are no hard feelings. We just needed a legal distinction.
Yeah, that's exciting. I mean, like, you're the one with news. I just lived another week that's the same.
Well, I'm going to have to stay inside for 13 more days. So I will, we'll loop around once I can get out there. I'm loving the apartment, though. It looks good. Walk through the city at night. That was fun. Had a lot of luggage. Risk Legacy, etc.
Yeah, good stuff. So...
This is a special episode where we are kind of restarting the podcast with new personas and everything.
Yeah. Well, we had been talking for a minute about wanting to do like a pseudo reintroduction because we get new listeners and we get new people in the Discord. And I know as someone who will just like try a podcast out, if they have 3 years worth of inside jokes and you just jump in, I'm bouncing off of that show. I'm not listening to it. Right. And so we wanted to try to be more amenable to that community or that audience that may or may not actually exist. But the perception that, you know, we're 50 something episodes in, here's what our deal is.
Yeah, I guess this project started as a, vestigial limb of a Kickstarter where we created a role-playing game from scratch with a bunch of input from all the backers as part of the Break Kickstarter 2019. Right now it's 2021. That's a future year. And we ended up creating A Guide to Casting Phantoms in the Revolution, a very cool role-playing game played around a giant pentagram. It's available at worldchampgameco.itch.io.
Correct. And physical edition is at worldchamp.io. But we decided on the sort of theme of the game with help from backers. We decided on ways in which the game worked, such as what characters you would play as and what sort of like presence it had on the table. And each of these decisions were also discussed with and inspired by a selection of guests that we had on the show. And we would interview and talk about creative processes sort of while we were examining our own creative process. And when the Kickstarter ended and we saw that amount of money that we had, which was technically enough to make a game, but not enough for any more than that, we stopped having guests and we sort of figured out what it is the two of us do in the vacuum, which became the show's second wind, sort of.
Season two.
Yeah.
Book two of the show involved Adam and I talking about the production of the game and just general like game design-y concepts while we started... Did we start kitbashing games yet, or was that more...
I think we did a little bit, but our...
Yeah.
Because Guide was still in process, a lot of our focus was on that. And we were doing bi-weekly at the time because we were trying to make this game happen. Also, I was still touring. I think we were both still touring, too. So it was trying to weasel in moments to do active development when both of us were traveling and had really weird schedules and in different parts of the world and that sort of thing.
And so after that, we started making more and more of these games that are born out of episodes leading up to this Discord has ghosts in it, which went like itch viral. It's the best computer game. And now Adam and I are famous computer game designers.
Yeah, we followed it up with a couple also front page worthy projects, such as the open world RPG fairly recently. We made the RP Genie on how to hack your tabletop games and add cheat codes to your games.
Yes.
Did we release anything else that was like collab? Oh, we did the cars in the front yard.
yeah,
our which is a sort of game. Lyrical deconstruction of lit's my own worst enemy.
That is a touching game. And right now, Adam and I are both working on two separate projects that will be hitting Kickstarter around the same time. Adam is working on Babes in the Woods 2nd edition. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, correct. yes, Babes 2nd edition is a full rebuild of my first role-playing game that I released in 2017. Inspired by Over the Garden Wall and other kids shows where the setting is actually very creepy, and a kid may not register that, but adult watching the same thing would be like, oh, this is messed up. Like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory rings a similar vibe. But I rebuilt the game from scratch. Basically, it has all new, it's a powered by the Apocalypse game with all new moves, new classes. It has original art instead of the public domain art that the original one had. And it's being compiled in a hardcover book, which is obviously a much nicer end product than the original as well. So yeah, that's my current attention grabbing endeavor. And Will is working on a car calamity role-playing game called Torque.
Yeah, Torque is coming to Kickstarter in February for Zine Quest, and it is a split road rage and derby dash and bumper bumping kind of party car game that is played with no GM, and it moves fast and quick and is crashes and shit. And then you have this like kind of introspective, cool, quiet downtime period between these road phases. So it's like two games blended into one. It's called Torque. It'll be on Kickstarter February 1st.
Yeah. And while both of these are in progress and in public development, we're just going to keep doing this podcast. So we record usually every week. And sometimes we know what we're talking about. Sometimes we don't. And either way, we make you believe that we did.
There's lots of great reviews. Don't believe us. Please don't believe us. We're also part of the Brain Trust Discord, where people, fans of the show and game designers in general, started from the original Kickstarter, and now it's just a design community in its own right. Does tons of cool events and runs games, including the Brain Trust Science Fair a few months ago. We are planning to do a little mini mega jam thing for Spencer Campbell's Slayers, where we each make different classes based on Smash characters or Smash personas. And I think we're also going to all make Burning Wheel characters soon. So there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, the community, the Discord server is really the like heart of what the Brain Trust is now. The show is still Will and myself, and we do sort of like theory craft game stuffs out of it sometimes. But the Discord is just ever present, and there's a really great community that we've been lucky to be part of for the last year or so. People play testing, people brainstorming and helping one another develop their games, people sharing memes and just generally having friendship. It's great. It's really good.
Yeah. And so that's basically our deal. We were going to shoot to make this episode around half an hour long or something like that. And I think we've said anything in about 10 minutes. So should we just hang out or what? What do you think?
Let's take a quick break. Let's see if we catch lightning in a bottle after that.
Great.
If not, we'll just cut this whole thing and do the sign off.
You will not hear our voices again.
Short up. We just want you to feel like you can join in now. We're gonna do this soft reset. I mean, really, every week is 10 to 20 minutes of Will and myself talking bullshit and trying to figure out what our deal is. And then sometimes at the end of that segment, we're like, we either have a thing that we texted 5 minutes before we started recording that we want to talk about, or we stumbled on one in conversation, and then we spend half an hour kind of exploring that. This week, we realized after the 10 minutes that we didn't have it and we didn't want it. So,
and that's actually much more impressive and very brave as podcasters. So
you got to know hold them and know when to fold them.
You got to know where to hold them. Yeah, and you should follow us on Twitter to get updates about the things that we like and stuff that we do.
Yeah,
everything like that.
I'm at WC Game Co. on Twitter. I'm also World Champ Game Co. on Patreon. I can't remember. You know, some URLs you put your name in front, and then some URLs you put your name in the back.
That happened to me earlier. Adam also has a great sale on all of their Patreon games at worldchampgameco.itch.io. Go buy it.
Yeah.
It'll still be up by the time this is out.
Yeah.
My name is Will, and you can find me at will.ca.
Have you checked it?
Not yet. Let's see.
Yeah, maybe we want to do that before
Let's
we publish.
See what's at will.ca. It is not secure. Not a secure website. Related links. Online Will Canada. Free website. Will. What? Available. Oh, it could be for sale. Click here to inquire. Let's see. I'm at a worse website. Yeah, let me give them my USD offer. Let's say $40. How does that sound?
I mean,
40 American.
Oh, American. Well, that's a whole different story.
Right. So what do we say? And at the end of the episode, we say brain emoji, handshake emoji.